Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, on this Saturday evening of St. Patrick's Day, 2012. This day will be fresh in my memory for the next few years to come. Around 5:45 my time, Central Standard Time, my phone, the volume was off, and I looked through my Tumblr during commercials, and I just happened to have my phone in my hand, and I saw a 805 area code, which is Southern California, where my mother's family lives outside of L.A., and the first thing out of my mouth was, who died? And before I could answer my own question, my cousin, who I'm really close to, out of all my cousins out there, she said, Tio Jimmy. Tio in Spanish is uncle. And my Tio Jimmy, he was my favorite uncle out there. He was the cool, partying, rock and roll cousin, uncle. And he was really close with my mom. He was, my mother is the oldest. And then there's my Aunt Grace. And then there's Richard, Roger, Bobby, Jimmy, Mary and Nancy. Then there's six others. It's funny because the youngest sister to my mother's youngest sister, my aunt, was 5 years older than me. And when I got old enough, last time I saw Grandma before she passed away, I said, Grandma, you couldn't keep your legs closed. I mean, come on. All these kids, and my aunt is like 5 years older than me. Ugh. But my aunt, the one that I'm talking about, she was the first one to pass away. And then a year later, we went out. I took my mom out there in 2006, and then my grandma fell and broke her hip. And then she died 3 years ago. And then my Aunt Mary passed away 3 months after that. And 2 months after that, my Uncle Bobby died. And now my Uncle Jimmy. And I had to call my son, my man-child, to drive down from his girlfriend's, which is about 30 miles away, come pick me up and take me to my mother's, because I didn't want to deal with my mother by herself. I used to be really close to my mother up until 4 years ago, and my mother is very difficult to deal with when she goes through these emotional things, these family things, and I had to use my son as a buffer, because I just can't, I don't want to deal with it anymore with my mother. Everybody says, oh, she's your mother, you know, and your father, and they're the only parents you're going to ever have, and you know, you're going to miss them when they're gone, and you can't miss anything you didn't really have, without going into too much personal information. I will just say that I was raised by my paternal grandparents and leave it at that. So I don't like dealing with my mother, but she now wants me to look at airline tickets to California. So that might be in my future. West. Go west, my child.